If you're in a supermarket and see a product labeled Alaska pollock, it could well be Russian caught pollock, and the FDA considers that perfectly legal. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Maria Cantwell of Washington are urging the Food and Drug Administration to change that practice. APRN's Liz Ruskin explains.
At a recent hearing on seafood issues, Senator Cantwell had a simple question for an FDA witness.
Do you agree that the term Alaska pollock would give consumers the impression that the product is from Alaska?
Stephen Solomon from the FDA's regulatory division didn't answer directly. But on the FDA's official seafood list, the acceptable market name for the fish is either pollock or Alaska pollock. Same thing, says the FDA. Cantwell says the policy allows Russian fish to masquerade as Alaskan, but she says the Russian fleet doesn't keep to high standards. Cantwell cited the sinking last month of a Russian pollock boat that killed at least 65 crew members.
These lives are being lost because of lack of training and survival skills, and then consumers are seeing a product that's labeled Alaska and it's not really Alaskan pollock.
The Bering Sea pollock fishery is one of the world's most valuable, and it's dominated by companies based in Washington State. Jim Gilmore of the Seattle-based At-Sea Processors Association says Russian pollock is usually processed in China, then refrozen before it's exported to the U.S. And Gilmore says when it arrives, it's priced lower than real Alaskan pollock.
Russian pollock right now that's imported into the U.S. takes about 40% of our domestic market. So being able to call it Alaska pollock when it's Russian pollock has been quite a boon for them.
This problem with the FDA's list of market names is different from the USDA's country of origin rules. Under those rules, Gilmore says, a Russian caught fish can be labeled product of the U.S. if it's substantially altered in America, say, turned into a breaded fish stick.
But if FDA would grant our request, they wouldn't be allowed to call it Alaska pollock. That, we think, is misleading.
Gilmore says the extra irony is that Russia last year banned the import of all U.S. seafood in retaliation for the international sanctions that followed Moscow's move on Ukraine.
So now the Russians can sell their pollock in the U.S. and call it Alaska pollock, and we can't even sell pollock into the Russian market.
The FDA witness at the hearing told Senator Cantwell he didn't know when the agency would decide whether to remove Alaska from the fish name. The request was made last fall. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.